So Eloise, the stewardess, and Andy, the chef, they come down here after the passengers leave their cabins to strip all the beds ready for the cleaners to come in.
So we've just walked down to the bottom deck of the Edward Elgar, and we're actually just going past the cabins now, where the guests will have been sleeping for the last 6 days.
Hi, my name's Eloise, I'm the stewardess on board.
So what sort of jobs do you have to do, Eloise?
My duties include all of the front of house, so that's all the waitressing and the food service, and also all the housekeeping down below.
So what's a typical day like for you then?
Typical day, we start about 7:30 in the morning and we get the guests served breakfast. After breakfast, I do all the housekeeping of the cabins down here and I do all the washing of any towels or laundry or that sort of thing. And then we serve lunch. After lunch, we usually get a couple of hours off and then it's back in again about 5 o'clock to do the evening meal prep and get them all fed for the evening.
Hello, I'm Andy, the chef.
What are days typically like for you on board?
Pretty busy, to be honest. We do a breakfast service, then we do a lunch for all the guests, we do afternoon tea and cakes, and then we do a three-course evening meal as well, so quite full-on for me, really.
Is the food all then fully stocked before you start off on, say, a six-day trip?
Yes, when the guests leave today, for example, we'll receive the rest of the stocks and put them on for the week following.
And do you decide what's on the menu?
Half and half, really. Usually Judith has decided most of the menu. We try and do something for everyone if we can.
And is it a different kind of meal every night?
Yeah, it is. We do a meat, a fish and a vegetarian option every night.
And how did you come to be working here?
Well, me and Eloise applied together and we wanted a job basically back in the UK because we've been working in the ski resorts for the last few years. So it's just a nice job back in the UK for us, something a bit different, really.
We're in an area now that's called Elgar's Rest. So is this the lounge area?
Yes. No, well, this is the bar, actually. Small onboard bar, which is the usual meeting point before dinner. And, of course, later on in the evening as well. And then as we walk through from the bar, we come to the saloon, where there's a small lounge area with sofas and the dining tables. Mm-hmm. And that's where everybody will have dinner here. And then behind the dining room, there's a crew mess and the ship's galley where Andy does his work.
So we've got the fan on there, so we came in.
It's a pretty small kitchen, but it's got everything you need to feed 22 people three times a day.
Mm, absolutely. We've got a big stove on the right-hand side, and we've got a preparation board, a big silver metal preparation board here, ready to prepare, say, vegetables, that kind of thing. As we walked in, there were crates of sort of fresh fruit and vegetables, so that's now getting ready to stock up for the next trip.
Yeah, that's right. The food delivery is just taking place. We have one big delivery every week of all of the fruit, all of the meat, all of the dry goods as well, and of course the alcohol and the beer.
So it's getting quite busy now because most of the passengers are now off, but obviously the delivery of food and supplies is coming on. So quite a frantic time at the moment. The one place we haven't been, just because it's a bit too wet, I'm afraid, is on the very top deck. And bizarrely, when we were talking earlier on, people, as the boat was coming in, were sitting up there enjoying the sunshine. That's obviously the English weather for you. but up there, that's obviously where you can relax and enjoy the English countryside.
Yeah, there's just a short staircase up to the top deck where there's some seats and you can relax up there and watch the views go by. We also have a game of deck quoits every morning.
Hello, my name's Jay Clements and I'm the operations director at English Holiday Cruises.
So I was talking to your dad earlier on. He was saying that it was your love of boating really that kind of inspired him to start this business.
Yeah, in part. I started being involved with boats at a young age. I was a wakeboarding instructor from the age of 15. I then started working in the backpacking industry, and we didn't make a lot of money because we only got paid to take people from A to B. I thought that a better way of making money is provide the transport, also provide the food, the drink, and the accommodation as well, and that's what we do here. So I'd mentioned this idea of a hotel boat. Initially, I was going to do it in the budget market for backpackers myself. I didn't have any credit history. I went to see a bank manager. He said, great idea, come back in 5 years after you've had a real job and some credit history for a while. So I went to do that, and in the meantime, Dad saw this business advertised, and he'd always been excited about the idea and thought the business model would work. So he looked into it, decided he was interested, and because I'd had an interest of a similar idea, he asked me to help him, and we've been working together ever since. It's nearly 8 years now.
So you're the operations director.
That's right.
So what does that job involve?
Well, being a family business, we sort of mix and match quite a lot. I mean, I do the website, and I'm working on a booking system and things at the moment. As a general rule, I train the crew. I oversee the maintenance, the preventative maintenance, particularly in the winter time, but also on a weekly basis, like the boat's just come back in now, so we'll be checking some things over. We've got pages and pages of checks that we do all the time, and so I make sure that those are kept up to date and filled in, because it's actually a legal requirement to present those to the Coast Guard Authority when they come and inspect. I sort out any problems with the crew, any problems on the boat. When we have complaints, they'll come and do that. And sometimes, unfortunately, we've had to reschedule a little bit this year because of the extra rain we've been having, as I'm sitting here dripping wet, telling you. so we've had to go on the canal a little bit more. So I help with the rescheduling. But because we've got that option of going on the canal, it all works out quite well usually, because we can show the people that come and see us, other parts of Gloucestershire, that they hadn't necessarily booked to come and see, but they're still excited to see. So we take them to Barclay Castle, Slimbridge Wetland Centre, and other places down the Gloucester Sharpness Canal. And particularly the Purton Hulks is something we've just started doing in the last year, and that's getting a lot of really good feedback.
Hi there, my name's Scott Sewell. I'm the deckhand stroke mate on the Edward Elgar.
So what's a typical day like for you?
Up at 7, tidy up all the teeth and coffees, get all that ready, get breakfast ready, start with the ropes, usually leaving roughly about 8 o'clock in the morning, so we take the ropes off and we get underway. We usually travel to our next destination, stop there and get the ropes back on.
Any particular sort of highlights of the trips that you do for you?
There are a lot of different things where we go is fantastic, but I think the highlight for me is waking up every morning and seeing the mist across the river, which is a fantastic sight. You've got to be up early to get it, but yeah, it's something I really enjoy.
And finally, how did you come to be doing this job?
Well, I finished university and I was stuck on Job Seekers for quite a while, and me and my partner, she was on last year with us. We found this on the internet, and we kind of went for an interview, and the operations manager kind of gave us the opportunity, which I think is something I'd never have thought of doing in my life, and I'm really glad that I did, actually.